You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Hope you had a great July 4th week. We're back here for the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here inside the Pat Bowen Fieldhouse. And let's get started with a question about last year's draftees from Tony Greaves. Which player from last year's draft do you expect to make the biggest improvement? Well, I could see Garrett Bowles taking some strides, but the guy I'm coming back to is DeMarcus Walker, who last year, of course, was moved to outside linebacker, and then they shifted him back to defensive end. He is a better end than outside linebacker. He's made for that. Playing defensive end in a 3-4, that interior rushing role allows him to take advantage of his skill set, his quickness, the ability to get inside of an opposing guard because he's more lithe, he's more agile, he's faster, he's quicker. He's a mismatch on the inside in the pass rush. That's how he got a lot of his big plays at Florida State, and he had a good OTA period, good mini camp. If he can build off that, I think he can take that leap and be a very effective inside pass rusher working at the position he needs to in year two. On to the Hall of Fame for this question from Harvey King. With the Hall of Fame Contributors Committee meeting next month, will this finally be the year for Pat Bowen to get nominated for the Hall of Fame? I think it will be. Now, we've had some of the voters for the Hall of Fame, including some from the Contributors Committee, which will consider Pat Bowen, on First and 10 on Orange and Blue 760. And the thing we keep hearing from them consistently is that they feel like this year is Pat Bowen's time. The Contributors Committee has two nominees for this year. Last year they only had one as part of kind of an alternating thing with the Seniors Committee. So when they meet in August, I expect Pat Bowen and Gil Brandt, longtime scout for the Cowboys, revolutionized the scouting process in the NFL. I expect Gil Brandt and Pat Bowen to be the two nominees, and both of them would be incredibly worthy members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And for Pat Bowen, yeah, it should have happened before. I think it will finally happen in August, and then next February, I expect that he will be selected as one of the members of the 2019 class. I think his time has come. It's richly deserved. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter at Mace Denver. Listen to me, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater, Monday through Friday on Orange and Blue 760. Take care.